Good morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at The Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you've joined us again for this morning's devotions. We've been looking at the qualities identified as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Today we look at the last one, number 9, self-control. Let me ask you something. What words might you use to finish this sentence? Yesterday, a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and... You fill in the blank. What might you say? Yesterday, a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and crashed, was injured, took the lives of some other people, was hospitalized, died. The best we can hope for in completing a sentence like that is yesterday a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and fortunately no one was injured. And you know, there are words you would never really think of using to finish that sentence. Yesterday a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and the result was better than if he would have stayed in control. Yesterday a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and dad said, "Good job, son." Yesterday, a 16-year-old boy lost control of his car and his insurance agent said, "We're going to lower your rate." Nothing good comes from somebody losing control of a car, unless we might say no one was injured and the driver learned a lesson. Losing control is usually not good, whether we are talking about a piece of machinery or a human being. Uncontrolled sexual desires can lead to illegitimate sexual relationships, unwanted pregnancies, disease and broken marriages and families, loss of friends, loss of job, loss of reputation. Uncontrolled spending can lead to bankruptcy. In fact, it is becoming the number one cause of divorce in America. Uncontrolled tongues speak slander, gossip, lies, and destroy relationships and reputations. Uncontrolled anger brings nothing but problems. A while back, the Associated Press reported that the president of a Midwestern theological seminary was fired by the trustees because they determined that his outburst of anger had permanently ruined his ability to lead the seminary. Uncontrolled ambition, uncontrolled drinking, uncontrolled thoughts, the list goes on and on. An uncontrolled life is one that tends to harm others and brings nothing but problems and heartaches. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 says, "It is by the grace of God that we are taught to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present world." Father, we need help when it comes to self-control. There are so many different ways we can lose control in this world. Some are not sinful, but they are still not good for us. Other times, when we lose control, we sin against you. We realize, God, that you will not force us to do what you want us to do. But if we allow you to, you will help us through your word, through your spirit, through your people, to get ourselves under control. Thank you, dear God, for your help. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.